Welcome to Kingdome in Seattle, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Seattle Mariners. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The second baseman, Tommy Hinzo. Batting third. The left fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting fifth. The DH, Mel Hall. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eddie Williams. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jay Bell. Batting ninth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rich Yett. For the Seattle Mariners. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mickey Brantley. Batting second. The left fielder, Phil Bradley. Batting third. The right fielder, Mike Kingery. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Alvin Davis. Batting fifth. The DH, Ken Phelps. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dave Valley. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Edgar Martinez. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mario Diaz. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Harold Reynolds. Pitching for the Seattle Mariners, Mike Morgan. And now, play ball. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Butler moves to third. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a line drive towards the mound. Morgan catches it and throws to first to double up Hinzo. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Butler scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Mickey Brantley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brantley hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 1, Mariners, 1. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley strikes out. One out. Mike Kingery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingery hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Kingery reaches second base with a double. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kingery moves to third. Two outs. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phelps takes first base on ball four. Dave Valley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valley hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Mariners 1. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. Snyder moves to second. One out. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martinez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martinez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Reggie Ritter now pitching. Edgar Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler, who is chasing the ball. Martinez reaches third base with a triple. Mario Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Martinez scores. One out. It's 2-1, Mariners. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Brantley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reynolds. The throw from Allenson and he is safe. Reynolds steals second. Mickey Brantley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brantley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brantley hits a line drive into left field. Carter picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Carter. Reynolds scores. Brantley moves to second. It's 3-1, Mariners. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0-for-1 in the game. Bradley takes first base on ball 4. Mike Kingery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingery is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kingery hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ritter fields it and throws to first for the out. Brantley moves to third. Bradley moves to second. Two outs. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jacoby scoops it up and throws to first, with Ritter covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mariners 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Butler takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Butler. The throw from Valley and he is out, Diaz applying the tag. One out. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hinzo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bradley. Carter reaches second base with a double. Hinzo moves to third. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jacoby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hinzo scores. Carter scores. It's Indians, 3, Mariners, 3. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Mariners 3. The Mariners will come to bat. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phelps is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Phelps strikes out. One out. Dave Valley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valley is 0-for-1 in the game. Valley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Edgar Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Martinez hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Mariners 3. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Diaz fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kingery. Williams reaches second base with a double. Snyder goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Indians. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to third. One out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Butler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams scores. It's 5-3, Indians. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hinzo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martinez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Butler moves to second. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Carter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kingery. Carter reaches second base with a double. Butler scores. Hinzo goes all the way around to score. It's 7-3, Indians. Jerry Reed now pitching. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carter. The throw from Valley and he is safe. Carter steals third. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Brantley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Mariners 3. The Mariners will come to bat. Mario Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Diaz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Brantley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brantley is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Brantley hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-5, Indians. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bradley takes first base on ball 4. Scott Bales now pitching. Dave Hengel pinch hits for Mike Kingery. Dave Hengel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hengel hits a pop-up towards first. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Mariners 5. The Indians will come to bat. Clay Parker now pitching. Dave Hengel now playing right field. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Snyder is hit by the pitch. Hall moves to second. Eddie Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Williams strikes out. One out. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0 for 2 in the game. Allenson hits a pop-up towards third. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Mariners 5. The Mariners will come to bat. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phelps is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Phelps takes first base on ball 4. Dave Valley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valley is 0 for 2 in the game. Valley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Edgar Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Martinez is hit by the pitch. Mario Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Diaz hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Mariners 5. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Butler strikes out. One out. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles. Hinzo hits a fly ball into right field. Hengel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Carter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Jacoby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carter moves to second. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a line drive into right field. Hengel picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Hengel. Carter scores. Jacoby goes all the way around to score. Hall moves to third. It's 9-5, Indians. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Snyder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Mariners 5. The Mariners will come to bat. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Brantley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brantley is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Brantley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brantley moves to second. Dave Hengel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hengel is 0-for-1 in the game. Hengel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brantley moves to third. Bradley moves to second. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up towards third. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Matthews pinch hits for Ken Phelps. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Mariners 5. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 11-5, Indians. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0-for-3 in the game. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Diaz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Getterman now pitching. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Butler for the out. Two outs. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Hinzo hits a fly ball into left field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Mariners 5. The Mariners will come to bat. Dave Valley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valley is 0-for-3 in the game. Valley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Edgar Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mario Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Diaz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Diaz moves to second. Mickey Brantley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brantley is 4-for-4 in the game, with two singles and two home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Brantley hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 11-8, Indians. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Bradley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Bradley reaches second base with a double. Doug Jones now pitching. Dave Hengel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hengel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hengel hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Mariners 8. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Trujillo now pitching. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Carter strikes out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got three RBIs. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Brantley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Snyder hits a pop-up towards short. Diaz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Mariners 8. The Mariners will come to bat. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-4 in the game. Davis strikes out. One out. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews strikes out. Two outs. Dave Valley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valley is 0-for-4 in the game. Valley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Carter. Valley reaches second base with a double. Edgar Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. Martinez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Mariners 8. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Wilkinson now pitching. Eddie Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0-for-4 in the game. Allenson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Mariners 8. The Mariners will come to bat. John Moses pinch hits for Mario Diaz. Pat Tabler now playing first base. John Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Moses moves to second. One out. Mickey Brantley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brantley is 5-for-5 in the game, with two singles and three home runs. He's got seven RBIs. Brantley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. Bradley is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 11, and Seattle Mariners, 8. Goodbye from Kingdome in Seattle.